Good morning. It's December 16th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. We're bringing you, once again, readings and discussion from Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Advent Devotional. Today's reading is Jesus Enters into the Guilt of Human Beings. And it reads, Jesus does not want to be the only perfect human being at the expense of humankind. He does not want, as the only guiltless one, to ignore humanity that is being destroyed by its guilt. He does not want some kind of human ideal to triumph over the ruins of a wrecked humanity. Love for real people leads into the fellowship of human guilt. Jesus does not want to exonerate himself from the guilt in which the people he loves are living. A love that left people alone in their guilt would not have real people as its object. So in vicarious responsibility for people and in his love for real human beings, Jesus becomes the one burdened by guilt. You know, is this a point about Jesus that gets overlooked or glossed over? If Jesus just wanted to be the sinless Son of God, he didn't have to do anything. He already was that. He was as perfect, righteous, holy, and worthy of praise before he came as he is today. Yet he came. And we can see that he didn't come for himself. You can't add anything to perfect, omniscient, omnipotent, Alpha and Omega. No, he came for us. This holiday season, let that truth sink in. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God came in the flesh to bear the burden of temptation, our guilt, our sins, all on the cross, and he didn't have to. He wanted to. And this wasn't the result of some mistake on Adam and Eve's part that caused Christ to come up with a plan. This was his plan. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 says, Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Christ coming to suffer and die to buy you back from the sin-riddled mess that you are in, that I am in, it was always the plan.
That is good news. I like how he says he does not want some kind of human ideal to triumph over the ruins of a wrecked humanity. Love for real people leads into the fellowship of human guilt. Jesus said in John 15, Verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. I think many Christians are seeing Christ as simply trying to create some kind of human ideal, like on a national level for our country, and not so much about saving sinners from their sin. They think Jesus died to have us take dominion over the earth and Christianize it to a point of being just less wicked, but they don't want to acknowledge the battle for their own soul that's going on. They ignore the fact that he died for our sin, but also gave us the power to overcome it and die to the flesh. He's concerned with people's souls, not with Christianizing our nation through policies. We need to understand our guilt. That is why he came, to remove it. He had to die in our place. Our guilt was laid upon him and punished on the cross. It's personal.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 79, verse 8. Do not remember against us our former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 16, verse 33. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful. slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.